Google CEO Eric Schmidt. There's been a lot of articles and videos that came out immediately after this event trying to decipher what was said and what it means for all of us. But it's all been rather speculatory in nature because this was a closed-door meeting and the media hasn't given us a lot to bite into. However, based on the history of the Vatican and their actions of the past, paired up with certain prophetic chapters of the Bible, I do have a really good grasp on what they may have been talking about and what the next steps are between their relationship. The reason I say this is that I was watching this sermon from Prophecy Again TV, and he addressed this as well. And independently, before me even watching this video, me and him came to the same conclusions, although through different routes, and they married up perfectly. And so when I watched this, I was like, wow, I really got to get this video out soon. So what are me and him thinking about this meeting? Well, let's look to chapter 18 of Revelation. There is a particular word used in this chapter several times, between 4 and 6 times, and that's the word merchant. And the modern day translation of merchant would be businessman. So, what is Eric Schmidt? He is one of the greatest businessmen in the world currently, one of the most powerful and influential, being in charge of the tech giant Google, the biggest brother out there. So what's the context of Revelation again with regards to businessmen? Well, let's look at two verses here. Verse 23, after Mystery Babylon, aka the Vatican, has been smitten, it says, "And the light of a candle shall shine no more in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more in thee. For thy businessmen were the great men of the earth, and with thine enchantment were deceived all nations," or with the enchantment and sorcery of Mystery Babylon, all nations were deceived. And so if we look at what was said at the conclusion of that meeting, as Eric Schmidt and Pope Francis walked out the doors, Eric said, "I want to work with you to make these points. We will make it happen." Well, what exactly are they wanting to make happen, and what does this all mean? Well, in the general sense, first, let me show you that this meeting is just, again, the Pope reaching out to the world and bringing everyone back into Mystery Babylon. Here's this video I did about a week or two ago, 1951 Prophecy Prediction Manifesting Today. And this is about how Pope Francis, representing Mystery Babylon, the Vatican, is bringing not only governments into her with allegiances, it's also bringing in interfaith dialogue. So the Pope has reached out to lots of prime ministers and presidents and, you know, making amends with them or making alliances with them. He's obviously gone out to Islam, the Jews, Orthodox churches, Buddhism, Hinduism, all of them, and saying, "I want to be in a fraternal brothership with you. I want to seek communion with you." And so now all he's doing is simply reaching out to the businessmen, the merchants. Remember, I said there was two verses in here that were key. Let's look at the second one. "For all nations have drunken the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth," the prime ministers, the presidents, "have committed fornication with her. And the merchants," the businessmen of the earth, "are waxed rich of the abundance of her pleasures." So this is definitely manifesting right now, again, just from the merchant or businessman aspect. But specifically, what does he want to make happen? What does Eric Schmidt want to make happen with the Pope? Well, again, let's look back at history. So, I had this video a little while ago. Scholars from the 1500s believe the Vatican is Mystery Babylon. The Geneva Bible had quotes in it, or footnotes in it, from the reformers of the Bible, which said Mystery Babylon is indeed the Roman Catholic Church. However, King James and King Charles had outlawed that Bible and stripped it of all those footnotes pegging the Vatican as Mystery Babylon. And if you had any copy of it, you were imprisoned or killed. Or how about in the Middle Ages, where the Roman Catholic Church and the leadership of it had killed millions of Christians for going against the Roman Catholic faith and saying that they were heretics? Again, they killed lots of people. This is a known historical fact. And so we take these incidents of history where the Vatican was trying to silence opposition and we look at the meeting between Pope Francis and Eric Schmidt, let's look at Google right now, which is owned, let's look at YouTube, which is owned by Google, and just type in Pope Francis. Third result, false prophet. Fifth result, worships Lucifer openly. If you look at Google or other search engines and just do some varied searches on Pope Francis, you'll see that a lot of people are critical of him being some heretic, being the leader of Mystery Babylon, being a false prophet, and I think the Vatican knows what's up. Again, in the 1500s, they silenced people. In the Middle Ages, they silenced people. And they're seeing the Vatican, the Roman Catholic Church, and Pope Francis starting to get a large majority, maybe not a majority, I'm overemphasizing a bit, but definitely there is a pretty good segment of the internet which is pegging him back to, and pegging the Vatican back to, that title of Mystery Babylon. And so this meeting probably didn't talk about the Pope being Mystery Babylon, but it was also probably talking about how this internet community needs to be silenced. You know, these aren't conducive for peace, because the Pope had said before, in regards to the Paris attack, freedom of speech has limits. And this type of stuff, saying that I'm a false prophet or being critical of the Roman Catholic Church, this isn't conducive to the peace that we want worldwide. And so Eric Schmidt, you know, let's work together so we can silence this opposition. Just like Eric Schmidt, Google, YouTube have been silencing many YouTube bloggers by demonetizing videos against Obama or other world leaders. Right now, none of my Pope videos have been demonetized, but I do suggest that's one of the things on the agenda. That'll be the start of things. Next, there probably will be persecution for anyone that does videos like mine.